Good afternoon, the exotic vet. Chrissy speaking. Yeah, we do. Yeah. What was going on? They can get respiratory infections and things like that. So we could definitely do a consult. So it's usually about a 40-minute consult, and the vet will go sort of through like some background history, husbandry, nutrition, all that sort of stuff, and then do a full health check and usually have a look at some fecals under the microscope just to make sure that there's no parasites, things like that going on. And then, discuss sort of a plan from there. So our consults are 180, and it's the full consult and then a fecal test under the microscope, and then any medications or other testing would be on top of that. Do you have a lot of people sort of use cat carriers and just put some like newspaper or like a hand towel or something in the bottom of it for them to stand on, or just like a small bird cage, depending sort of how small they are, they can be quite awkward to get them in and out of. So cat carriers are usually sort of a lot easier to sort of get them in and out of. And then usually we put like a towel over the top of it just to keep them nice and warm and out of the rain, and so it's nice and dark for them. That makes it easier like for us to sort of get them in and out of the carrier as well. If you don't have any of those things, a cardboard box, just sort of tape it shut if he's not going to sort of get out of that, but it is a bit more risky. Any sort of like little carrier like that, if you have anything like that on hand. Usually we just grab a towel and sort of chuck it over the top of them, but grab them with the towel and then just pop them into the carrier so that you're not actually like risking getting bit if he's not going to hop into the carrier by himself. We just use hand towels. We just grab them out with hand towels and wrap them up like a little burrito and hold them like that. Yeah, it's just easy. It's less risky for us getting bit and sort of less stressful for them. We just pop them, grab them out with a hand towel and hold them like that for the assessment, and weigh them and do what we need to do and then put them back. Oh, no. We see like really untamed macaws and all that sort of stuff, blue and gold macaws and all that. That's the vets are used to it. It's all good. It's not a problem. If you did want to do a consult, I've we've definitely got some free this week, depending on your availability. No, definitely. Is there a particular day that suits you better? Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday. I was already on that. Yes, I've got a few tomorrow. So tomorrow morning I've got a 10:20 or an 11 or an 11:20 in the morning. Otherwise I've got in the afternoon a 2:40 or a sort of 3:20. Latest would be 3:40. Um, 2 o'clock tomorrow? Yeah, definitely. All right. And I'll just make you a file while you're here. Bear with me. All right, so what was your first name? C-A-R-L-O-S. And your last name? Good, yeah. And your best contact number? Yeah. Yep, perfect. And your email address? Yep. Gmail.com. Alrighty. And what was your home address? Yep. Yep. King Scrub. Perfect. Sorry, it's loading. All right. And we are a Hans McCall. Is male, you said? McCall, male. What was his name? Oh, color, sorry. That makes more sense. Your first name was Tiffany. Yes, okay. And how old is he? Yeah, that's okay. 6, yep, no worries. That's all right. I'll pop that in there for now. Okay, awesome. So I have got you in tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And I will just send you through an email that has a questionnaire attached to it, with just a bit of sort of background, sort of history, like what he eats, how he's housed, just some of that sort of stuff. Just fill it out the best you can. The vets will have a look at that and go through sort of any questions that they have. And then, yeah, otherwise I've got you in 2 o'clock, tomorrow. Yeah, so, no. Yeah, it just sends you to a link to the, like, the Google Forms, and then you just click done at the end, and it'll send it to us when you're finished. So, yeah, and then we just pop it onto your file. Yeah, so all digital. No. Yeah, just carrier. He can have some sort of whatever food he sort of wants. Usually if you want to pop some of his food in there. Water should be okay. That'll probably just spill unless you've got a long drive. Whatever is sort of, if he's attached to anything, you can bring that along. But, yeah, otherwise just him's all good. Yeah. That's okay. No, no worries. All good. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow at 2 and have a look at him. Okay. All good. No worries. Bye.